Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, I don't need to mention that starting and scaling a business in South Africa is tough, and the often complicated legal landscape doesn't make it any easier. From company registration to contracts, compliance, and risk, entrepreneurs often learn the hard way and at great cost. But it doesn't have to be that way. Modisa Cheda is the founder of Vanguard Legal. It's a Bryanston-based consultancy, and it helps small businesses across the country navigate that legal complexity without the jargon or sky-high fees. So let's talk a little bit about that. Modisa, a very warm welcome. Maybe the broad question to start our conversation: what's the most common legal mistake that new entrepreneurs make when setting up a business?
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Jeremy, one of the most common legal mistakes for SMEs is operating without a properly structured agreement. As an example, entrepreneurs often go into business with friends or family and neglect to put partnership or shareholder agreements in writing. This obviously is likely to cause serious issues when disagreements arise later. And another key area is compliance as well. Many SMEs don't realize how important it is to register for the correct taxes with SARS or to comply with labor laws from day one.
And is it always necessary in that respect to register a company, or are there smarter ways to structure a small startup?
Registering a company, Jeremy, is very important. Before rushing to register a company, it's essential for entrepreneurs to think about what structure suits them. Many jump straight into setting up a private company without considering whether a sole proprietorship or a partnership might be more appropriate at the beginning. In that regard, so say speaking of registration, it doesn't mean you're legally ready to trade once you've registered with the CIPC. You will still need to register for tax with SARS, open a business account, and if you plan to hire staff, register with UIF and possibly the compensation fund.
And how do you know which type of registration is best suited to your enterprise?
It actually depends more on your particular circumstances. If there's only one person involved in the company, it makes sense to run the company as a sole proprietor. Once you grow or scale to a bigger company, then it makes sense to go the private company route, which is a PTY LTD. So that really depends on the particular circumstances of the business. Many might start as a sole proprietor, but there are pros and cons to both because, for example, as a sole proprietor, you're fully liable and you may be sued in your own name. Whereas if you're a private company, it's a bit different. So it depends really on the particular circumstances of the business.
And then once you start trading, once you've got the registration side taken care of, I think in the early stages of business, many entrepreneurs sign contracts, but they don't read the fine print. I guess so many of us do that, whether it's a business or not. Are there particular clauses in that respect that can come back and bite you?
There are many clauses to look out for. So one of the most important clauses is what happens when the contract is cancelled. So cancellation clauses are important. From the entrepreneur side, you need to know what kicks in and what types of terms or what happens at the point of cancellation. And you can also include in there how much time is required before you cancel the contract and what exactly needs to happen. These are some of the important clauses that many overlook. So there are quite a number of clauses, but that's one of the bigger ones, especially for those who are involved in e-commerce, for example.
And how difficult is it for a startup to stay compliant within the legal framework that you've outlined to me without racking up massive legal fees? Because often that would be a cause for concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeremy, staying legally compliant, it doesn't have to be expensive. One of the best moves that an entrepreneur can make is to work with legal practitioners who specialize in supporting SMEs. So these professionals will understand the unique challenges small businesses face, from tight budgets to limited in-house resources. and they're often able to offer tailored, cost-effective solutions. So Jeremy, rather than hiring more expensive practitioners, for example, with high hourly rates, SMEs can look for attorneys that offer fixed fee packages or flexible pricing models. These practitioners often offer essential services such as contract drafting, and there are also affordable tools out there such as government resources and SME development organizations. But pairing these with guidance from a specialist SME lawyer can give entrepreneurs both peace of mind and practical protection.
And while that's very good advice, I'm also assuming that there are a lot of affordable tools or platforms online these days that entrepreneurs can also make use of.
Yes. There are affordable tools, but it's very important for entrepreneurs to be mindful of that because the laws change and those tools oftentimes do not cater to the specific needs of the entrepreneur or the business itself. So it is a good idea. One could use that as a starting point, but getting guidance from a specialist who understands the unique needs of the business is a good idea to give the entrepreneur or the business both peace of mind and to provide practical protection with understanding. And it won't be one size fits all because businesses are different.
And Modisa, just a final one then. Often entrepreneurs are so involved in the day-to-day running of their business that they're not looking at planning for the future. And critical that strategic legal planning as the business grows is also taken care of at the same time.
Yes. A lot of entrepreneurs would only look to the current and not for the future. But looking at the wider impact of the legal requirements is very important because as the business grows, so do the legal requirements and the laws change, the regulations change. So it's very important that they keep that in mind and keep checking whether they're still compliant and whether they will need to comply with certain things as time goes. It's very important.
Well, every Monday on the program, we look at the complex but often exciting world of the entrepreneur. And this has been some very good advice. Modisa Cheda, thank you very much indeed. Founder of Vanguard Legal. I do appreciate your time on the program tonight.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.